This is Elizabeth Press for this week's check-in with local immigration issues. Today we are joined by Sean Collins. He is the vice president of the Troy Area Labor Council and works with the Troy Sanctuary Campaign. Today he's here to talk about the canvassing effort that's around the Troy Sanctuary City Resolution. So welcome, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
And can you tell me about this canvassing effort that is currently taking place in Troy? What are you all doing? You've been out on the streets a couple weekends. So you have a couple more coming up.
Yeah. So the idea behind the canvas came up immediately after the resolution that David Bissever introduced was tabled, because both the mayor and other folks, including Councilmember T.J. Kennedy, said that they wanted to see more discussion at the community level. So there have been a variety of different neighborhood meetings, but TJ hasn't organized a meetings in his neighborhood. So, you know, we wanted to be sure to talk to everybody across the city. So in lieu of that, we were like, well, fine, we'll just take it to the doorstep of his constituents and see what they think. So, we've done it now 2 weekends in a row, and it's been great. We're going out and basically saying this is a resolution that largely, affirms city policy and procedures on inquiring about one's documented status. This is something that Albany, Hudson, Kingston, New York City, other cities across the country have done. It's in compliance with the Attorney General's guidelines on sanctuary cities. And, you know, your council member thinks that, you know, that you were opposed to this. And we want to prove him wrong. And based on the conversations we've had, they've been overwhelmingly supportive for the folks that are home. It's, yeah, the response has been incredible.
So for people that don't know what canvassing is, you're literally going door to door and knocking on people's door and engaging with them.
Yeah, we have clipboards and pens and, several layers because it's very cold out. Yeah, we're not relying on voter lists. We're not relying on talking to just registered voters. We're hitting every door in the neighborhood and, blindly knocking on them and saying, hi, my name's Sean. I'm with the Troy Sanctuary Campaign. We're here to talk to you about protecting immigrants that live here in your neighborhood, in your community. Have you heard at all about this? And yeah, I would say we've knocked on more than 400 doors across his district. And like I said, for the folks who are home and come to the door, overwhelmingly positive.
And do people know about the resolution, or are you educating from ground zero?
There is definitely some awareness, but yeah, there is some, education. We make a point to talk about, this isn't just about undocumented or documented immigrants, but it's about combating a narrative that is out there that they're not welcome here in these communities, and that can apply to an undocumented person. Or it can also apply to, the student here on a visa at RPI who doesn't feel safe leaving campus and going out in the community. And so this resolution is, both the start of a broader conversation, hopefully, around immigration issues in this region, but also to say that, we welcome you here in our community. You shouldn't have to shelter in place.
Where have you been? You said you've been in T.J. Kennedy's district. Is that South Troy?
Yeah, so it's District 6. It's South Troy. It's, everything, the President's Streets south of Jackson Street to the South Troy Bridge. So we've done that whole neighborhood, that hill up towards Hudson Valley. So we did Stowe Farm, where T.J. Kennedy lives himself. It's Stowe Farm. That's what they call it on the Troy Neighborhood Action Council website. And then we also did Albia, which is off of Pauling Avenue over by Sacred Heart.
And you even knocked on his neighbor's door?
We did knock on his neighbor's door. Apparently, I forget his neighbor's name, but apparently, he's tried to talk to TJ about this, and, he's a supporter. Just down the block on Stowe Ave, just on the block, I spoke to someone out there, who said, my wife or fiance is an immigrant. And he's immediately took the petition from me, the clipboard from me, and brought it inside to have his family sign as well.
And what is this petition that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. So the petition is directed at the mayor, Mayor Madden, and TJ, urging them to come out in support of this resolution. We're hoping, we understand the resolution is going to be untabled and brought up for discussion at the next city council meeting, Thursday, March 7th. And yeah, we want to put it to a vote. When these things just are allowed to fester, doesn't allow folks to make a decision. And it's just, one way or the other, we want to know where folks stand so that we can make it an issue later on, or we can address the issue later on. But we think there's value in knowing where folks stand on the matter, and it's sitting tabled or, put in a drawer somewhere. It means it's an open-ended question. And as a resolution, it's largely more of a symbolic gesture. And so passing it would not materially change an immigrant's conditions here, in Troy, but it would send a message that, like, actually this community is far more welcoming than maybe meets the eye, maybe what I encounter on the news. But to say it to for folks that vote no and vote it down, if it was voted down, hopefully it's not, it wouldn't materially change anything. Unfortunately, it would just reaffirm what they believe to be the case.
And on that note, I mean, I recently spoke with TJ Kennedy on this show, mm-hmm. and part of his resistance or hesitation in supporting it seemed to be that creating this resolution would create a sense of false hope amongst our immigrant community, and also that there aren't so many immigrants to put our time and resources into this issue. Do you have a response to either of those for him?
Yeah, I mean, on the latter point, we can look at census data, it would say that something like 4 to 7% of Rensselaer County residents are immigrants. But it's also important to recognize, like, that's often underreported because folks don't offer that up to a census employee. But even if it is only 4%, like, that 4% still feels a certain way. And we know this from having talked to those immigrant communities. You know, in talking to them about it, they don't feel a sense of false hope. They understand this is part of a larger discussion about changing the conversation and changing people's minds and also humanizing the discussion, I think, more than it gets talked about. Because, yeah, that's what happens when you talk about it in terms of numbers, but not people's experiences. You know, what happened to Delilah Yeend, yeah, she's just one of many who was caught in this dragnet, but she's also a working mother, single mother, who was taking care of her kids and was torn away from her family. It's not false hope. You know, I think it's important to her. It's important to the other immigrants across the state in Kingston and Albany and the other immigrants, rights organizations that have organized around this that are following the leadership of immigrant and undocumented folks. It's important to them. So we should take their word for it.
Sean Collins, is there anything else that you want to add on this?
We are going to be canvassing again both Saturday and Sunday.
The 23rd and 24th.
23rd and 24th, and then also the following weekend, which I believe is the 2nd and 3rd of March before the March 7th council meeting. We haven't totally decided on which neighborhoods we want to go to, but we're particularly interested in going into Griswold Heights. We feel like that's usually an overlooked corner of the city, like the other, and so are the other housing authority projects as well. So we want to go there and we want to talk to those residents. And then, yeah, the hope is, to deliver this petition on March 7th to the city council meeting to TJ himself.
And if people want to join you for either of these upcoming canvassing efforts, how can they get in touch with you?
TroySanctuaryCampaign@gmail.com.
TroySanctuaryCampaign@gmail.com. Thank you, Sean Collins, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.